Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 19th of November. Starting off with Blue Star Capital, where it looks as though we finally got a decent rebound scenario for the shares. I suppose the plus points here, obviously the overall rising trend channel, which has remained in place even though the shares topped out many times around 0.25 pence over the summer. The interesting point here for me is the way that we've seen this in quite a few stocks, the turn of the month bear trap. So we had a little bear trap below that uptrend line from March, going down towards 0.11, that sort of thing, and then back up again. And then finally, we've broken that line of resistance from October, running through around 0.14. That's also the area of the 200-day moving average. So an end-of-day close above 0.15 today would hopefully do the trick as far as getting the shares back up towards retesting the 0.25 area and maybe even hitting that early 2020 resistance line area at 2.27 over the next 1 to 2 months. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through the initial November high at 0.17 and the 50-day line, but does look as though enough here has finally been done to get this situation on the move. On to Bacanora, which is looking quite sprightly at the moment as well. Here, just the reason for inclusion is just that we've properly broken that 39 pence October peak. Above that, looking for the top of that triangle that I've the channel I've drawn really from the end of December last year at 55 pence. So that'd be quite a result. A nice sort of U-shaped bull flag, I would call it. And even the 200-day line now starting to rise as well. So momentum hopefully building there while we're above 39 pence. Hopefully at 55 by the end of next month. Been looking at Borders and Southern almost every day, and every day it sort of seems to sort of come back and just get kicked around by the bulls. The 200-day moving average there at 0.85, that's been a sort of bear trap zone. Any spikes through that, we had the same in October, but just looks as though, gives the impression that the latest rebound, bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average is the one. Strong candle today and a good RSI rebound around the 50 level. So hopefully, while we remain above the 50-day line on an end-of-day close basis, we could hit a resistance line projection here up towards the 1.5 pence level, which looks rather ambitious at the moment, but it is the top of a broadening triangle from March and looks like a reasonably solid formation there. Next stock is one that has had a lot of interest on Twitter recently, which is has been sort of added to by the latest green initiatives. Ferroalloy Resources. Here we've got a tentative break of this October resistance line and the 50-day moving average at 9.5 pence. An end of day close or end of week close today and tomorrow should be enough to take the shares for a retest of last month's peak through to 13 pence. Maybe if you're cautious, you wait for the 200-day line to break at 10 pence on an end of day close basis before considering this is a proper long situation. We've got the stop loss area around 9 pence, so reasonably tight if you're looking for a March resistance line projection target towards 19 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. I've covered Emotion before, and it's back again with a decent formation here. We've got a V-shaped bull flag above the 200-day moving average. So it looks as though on this occasion we won't have a bull trap as we had in August, but we'll keep going. End-of-day close 3.25 should be enough to take the shares up towards the top of the broadening triangle from March, as high as 8 pence over the next 1 to 2 months, or 1 to 2 months after we get that 4.25 pence break. Stop loss obviously back below the 200-day line at 3.25. Good to see Infrastrata making some positive moves at the moment. Here we've got a situation where the shares have finally made a decent break of the 40 pence zone. They've also broken a line of resistance, which I'm just about to draw there, from May at 40 pence. So above that, breaking that post-April triangle, looking for the top of the rising trend channel from April as high as 60 pence over the next month or so, hopefully by the end of the year. Stop loss here back below the 50-day moving average at 37.5 pence and the floor of the channel around that level too. So a decent setup on that situation. Also looking more hopeful as well is the next stock, Ince Group. We've managed to break the 200-day moving average after that turn of the month bear trap. We had a couple of days below 20 pence just to flush out the weak hands. Current situation is that while if we can get an end of day close above 26 pence, the 200-day line, we should keep going. Just how far we could go is suggested by the line of resistance I'm just about to draw now, which is towards 45 or even 50 pence over the next couple of months. That's at the top of that broadening triangle from March, and it looks like a reasonable setup there for the shares. At this stage, probably only back below the initial November resistance of 25 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Onto the most difficult stock of the day, which is remote monitored systems. Just difficult in terms of the jiggery pokery either side of the 20-day moving average. Was hoping previously that the 20-day line, 2.8 pence, would stem the setback or the retracement from the peak 7 pence plus, but it looks like a bit more work needs to be done. First signal here probably would be an end-of-day close back above yesterday's low at 2.5 pence. Probably a better signal, though, would be an end-of-day close back above the 2.8 pence level, which is the 200-day moving average. If you can get, sorry, the 20-day moving average, if you can get that today, tomorrow, then hopefully we'd head back towards the 4 to 5 pence zone, which I was promising of late, or have been promising of late. But probably the shares have reached the floor, especially given the way that the RSI is still above neutral 50 at 51. So it does suggest the technical glass here is half full rather than half empty, but still one to keep an eye on. On to Tiziano, which has finally stemmed its pullback from that £3 peak that we had way back in July. Seems like a long time ago now. Broken that line of resistance there from last month yesterday with a break of 90 pence, let's say, and pushing along quite nicely today. We've still got the 200-day line rising at 106 pence, which would be the initial target, hopefully, over the next couple of sessions. And even if we, this is not the end of the pullback in the stock, should get up to around the 112 level, which was the support, the initial support for November. Best case scenario target here at this stage, the 20-day moving average at £1.21. The upside or the recovery argument valid while we hold above the 90 pence area. On to a stock which is breaking out at the moment quite well. And here we have Velocity Composites, which just broken that line of resistance there from July, also broken through the 50-day moving average at 16 pence. And while we're above 16 pence, looking for a March resistance line projection target as high as 28 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Another situation here where there was a quick bear trap, in this case below 14 pence and below August and September support, and then back up again. So that normally is a decent sign for recovery in a previously negative situation. Obscure stock of the day award goes to the next one, Woodbois, depending whether you're English or French. Here we've had a break of the 50-day moving average at 2.5 pence, which is looking encouraging. We also had sort of bear trapping in July as well towards 2 pence, breaking a line of resistance quite well from September, which is just below the 2.5 pence level, but above 2.5, looking for the 200-day line at 3.12 pence initially, hopefully over the next few days, and then up to over the next month or so, up to that March resistance line projection at 5 pence. Smallest chart of the day, and you'll see why, is the next stock, which I think is the first time I've looked at this situation. Zinnwald Lithium, which is just starting to break out now. The breakout level around 7.6 pence, which was basically initial neckline resistance for November. And while we're above that, and we can get an end of day close above that, looking for 11 pence over the next couple of weeks. Stop loss at the moment back below 7 pence, so all pretty simple, as you would expect, for a stock with less than a month's data. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.